my sort of break in the me jar came when I was asked to present the Vanessa show on the telly, which was considered to be a sort of vulgar plagiarism of a vulgar American show. And that's probably absolutely exactly what it was. But it was my chance. It was the thing I was asked to do. Now, had I been asked to present a show on logical positivism, or indeed on Andrew Marvell and his fellow poets, I could have done that with equal aplomb and charisma, and I'm quite sure that it would have been a great ratings hit. But because I wasn't asked to do that, and because I wasn't asked to present the Antiques Roadshow or something about inner city urban housing decay, I think I might have been branded a vulgar, cheap tabloid person. And in many ways I am, and I don't think there's a great deal wrong with that, but I think, you know, I'm slightly more complex, as everybody is. Hope there's a little light and shade anyway.
Is there now a Radio 2 or Radio 4 job that you've got your eye on?
What can I tell you? I, as I say, the men in suits seem suddenly to have noticed me. And there are some women in suits too, some crammed into rather unforgiving and unflattering suits, who have waddled over towards me to say, you know, hello and let's say make portentous statements about things yet to come. But I'm not sure they're ready for me, and I don't know if I'm really ready for them. I do seem to have found, and I'm reluctant to say it because, you know, you never want to seem too happy and you never want to tempt the fates or the gods in any way, but I've had so many trials and tribulations and vicissitudes, maybe I'm safe to say for once, I seem to have found a place where I really do seem to fit well. You know, I am a Londoner through and through. I've lived in the same sort of 6 miles of London my entire life. I have that feeling of London being a village, because I know that if I go to get my fruit at a certain shop in Hampstead Garden suburb, they say, ah, your grandma liked a nice melon. You know, that makes you feel, you know, I sent my children to the same school that I went to. There's a certain feeling of continuity. I've never dreamed of living anywhere else. Even South London feels somewhat foreign. So the idea of leaving London and forsaking it for another locality is just so alien to me. So I you know, it fits my soul and my heart to be working at BBC London, and my geography and my inclination, and you know, I seem to gel very well with my listeners. I see them everywhere I go, all the time, and it, you know, calls out of windows and buses and whatever, you know, great show V, or loved it, or what load of rubbish you were talking this morning, or hey, what are you on, girl, don't be so stupid, or whatever it is, and so I feel, you know, it feels like a very comfortable fit, thank God.
How much of your popularity is to do with the fact, to do with your kind of, you have this image as being a survivor?
I obviously can't quantify it. I don't know, but I do know that I have callers who say, well, V, you'll understand this. I know you've been through this, or, you know, you've been there yourself, or you know, you'll know what I mean when I say. But we're all survivors. I mean, either we're dead or we're surviving, so I don't get any prize for having survived anything. But I suppose having led this tabloid life, which I had no intention of leading, didn't mean to lead, but I seem to be a sort of, you know, cartoon tabloid figurine of rather large dimensions, and so people feel they know everything there is to know about my divorce, my weight, my what else, my children, my mother dying, or whatever it is, my career imploding. I mean, people know that it has been by no means a sort of straight trajectory of nothing but progress and pleasure. I've had some really appallingly lousy breaks and some terrible moments and some awful, you know, bleak years. It has been, you know, quite hard, and I think people relate to that because they know I'm anything but a kind of smooth and polished, perfect size 8 person. I mean, I've had, you know, terrible times, and they know that. So I think it, you know, it just makes you, I don't say it makes you seem more human, because I am human. I think it makes you maybe feel more human.